Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
How much is enough? Have you ever pondered that question in relationship to your own lifestyle? When John D. Rockefeller was asked how much money it would take for him to be satisfied, he replied, "Just a little bit more." Quote, "It is not the rich man only who is under the dominion of things," so wrote George MacDonald, the man who greatly influenced C.S. Lewis. "They too," he contended, "are slaves who, having no money, are unhappy from it." End quote. But back to that question. How much do you really need to be satisfied? Has the media convinced us in brilliant color that we must have far more than we actually need to be satisfied? And of course, we could never really be happy unless our insatiable appetite for things is fully assuaged. One of the most challenging books I have ever read is Richard Foster's Freedom of Simplicity. In this thought-provoking confrontation with materialism, Foster begins the first chapter by writing, "Contemporary culture is plagued by the passion to possess. The unreasoned boast abounds that the good life is found in accumulation, that more is better. Indeed," he says, "we often accept this notion without question, with the result that the lust for affluence in contemporary society has become psychotic. It has completely lost touch with reality," end quote. A great deal of my time has been spent in third world cultures, where people have so little compared with the affluence in the West. And I have become convinced that many people today are possessed by things, perhaps as no other generation in history. The more complex life becomes, the more convinced we are that we actually need more to be happy. And having obtained what we think we need, we are soon unhappy because a new model with more bells and whistles has come out, making the old obsolete. We have forgotten the simple admonition of Jesus. He said, "A man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." Another translation puts it, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." It takes far less than we think we need to discover real happiness. When our happiness comes from within and we break the stranglehold that the things have on our life today. After Admiral Richard Byrd lived in the Arctic all by himself for months, he wrote these words in his journal. "I am learning that a man can live profoundly without masses of things." Alexander Solzhenitsyn discovered the same thing. In one of his books, he tells about being thrown into a Soviet prison. Systematically, everything he held dear to his heart was taken away from him. His books, his home, his friends, his family, even his freedom, almost everything but his very life. Then Solzhenitsyn said that a man is never stronger than when he has nothing but the treasures which are within his heart. Both Mark and Luke tell us about a young man who one day struggled with this issue of how much is enough. When he came to Jesus and he asked, "Good Master, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" Jesus immediately stripped away any misconceptions about adding faith as an ornament to his already opulent life. He said, "Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and come be my follower." Tough advice? It is still true.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.